Hey, Kipo, check it out, eh?
Hey, what's up,
check
man?
Out that ride, eh? What check out that ride, oh, that's bad, eh? That's weird, man. Let's go check that ride out, eh?
Hey, that's like a nail polish red, eh? It's not no candy apple.
Yeah, Simone, this is like some Goto's car, eh? It's pretty bad, eh?
Hey, what is it? What does it say in the back? Hey, it's a Pontiac Fiero.
You know what Fiero means to me, homie? Frio, this car's free, homie. Let's get in this thing, hey. Wait up, homie. Check it out, hey. Look over there. I'm gonna pop the lock real quick, dog.
Pop it. I'll keep my eye out for the hood, eh?
Pop. Hey. Okay. Hey, homie, I opened the door. Get in, this, eh?
All right, let's get in.
Hey, check it out, hey. Red leather seats, this, eh? These vatos must...
Whatcha?
These vatos must be on Broadway or something. It's mas puto, loco.
Whatcha? Hey. I don't see no Alpine, eh? Kenwood. What is a Kenwood?
Eh? What do you want? Then it's a pull-out, eh? Yodale. A pull-out system.
They don't know, eh?
If it was a block punk fool, I'd say, this snake, eh? You know what, eh? Let's take this right down Winter Boulevard, homie.
Let's go. It's a little car, eh?
All right, hold on, eh? I got to hot wire this thing.
Come on, eh? You're taking too long,
it's
eh?
It's got a button there.
I'm hungry.
Okay. Yodale, here we go, eh? All right. Yodale.
Put the window down, eh?
We're flying. Shoot,
look, hey, look, this has got a little button, so the window goes up and down. Eh? It's like my Monte Carlo.
This is bad, eh? I wonder if it's got lips, homie. I wonder if we can make this thing jump. Hey, put a seatbelt and the cops are behind us.
Oh, shoot. You got anything on you? I don't got nothing, so I'm clean, man.
Bro, I got a couple of canisters, eh? And I gotta go to court tomorrow.
We'll tell them we're going to King Taco or to... just tell them we're hungry, we're going to Tommy's.
Adelaide. You know what, hey? We're going to Beverly Hospital. Go see your mom, hey. She's pregnant or something.
Hey, how did you know my mom's pregnant? All right, let's go. Pull over.
How you fellas doing tonight?
Hey, officer, how you doing, eh?
We noticed one of the lights is out on the rear tail light. License, registration, Fiero, huh?
Officer, nice to see you. You know, your shirt and your dickies are they're pretty fly, eh? I like that. Hey, who irons them? Your mom?
I'm going to have to ask you fellas to step out of the vehicle.
I can't, officer. I'm handicapped, eh?
Oh, well, then I'll get Officer Dankins back there to come and help you. Hey, Joe Dankin, come on over here. Take off, eh?
Look, what's this button here? It says 1985. Let's go, eh? Let's go. Press a button, man, to get us out of here.
Hey, officer, I'll see you fools back in the 80s.
Put play.
I'm so scared. I wish I had a ham sandwich to calm my nerves. We gotta, like, find a place to hide. Where you going, fuzzy face?
Back to the 80s.
That's what I was afraid of. Come on, wait for me.
Listening to the one and only Back to the 80s radio show. This is Toscano from Toscano with Chain. Thanks for joining us on another Friday. We are here as we are every single Friday. Joining us from a land far away is a gentleman that we cannot do the show without because he is referred to as the Goldilocks of Central California. He's also been known as the man, the myth, and the legend in his very own mind. But here at Back to the 80s radio, we just call him the Chang.
Toscano, it's good to see you. It's good to talk to you. Hello, all our lovely listeners here at Back to the 80s. I was just on another expedition looking for clues to see what happened to Sasquatch. I did find some rare droppings.
For those of you who don't know, Chang does live in the midst of the land of the Yeti. So, yeah, you know what? It could have been Bigfoot.
You never know what it is. I'm telling you. Ever since that one day that I seen that hairy tweaker run across the highway naked, I knew that the Yeti was not far from that individual's bloodline. I seen it with my own eyes.
Well, we want to welcome everybody listening to, once again, this is Back to the 80s Radio Show. Today, we want to bring a lot of smiles to people's faces because there's a lot of crap going down that's mentally taking me back to a part of the 80s where we were worried about World War III. Remember that time, bro? Reagan had gotten us pretty close to that red button.
I did no such thing. How dare you say that I was about to be any little red button? The only red button I was ever near was a fellow actor, Red Buttons.
Hey, Back to the 80s fans. Do you love true crime podcasts but are sick and tired of listening to the same cases over and over and over again? I mean, seriously, how many times can you listen to a story about Ted Bundy or the Golden State Killer? If I have to hear one more podcast about John Wayne Gacy, I'm going to dress up as a clown and shoot myself. Now, if you feel the way I do, then you have to listen to Modem Mischief. Modem Mischief is a true cybercrime podcast. They tell stories about the world's most notorious hackers and the lives affected by them. You're going to hear stories about the dark web and what goes on down there. And since you love the 80s, of course, this week's show is about the teenage hacker gang, the 414s. It's like War Games, but in real life. That's Modem Mischief, wherever you get your podcasts. Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what do the 80s mean to you.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Hey, some of you remember the 80s vibe, right? Well, it lives loud and proud on Back to the 80s with my pals Toscano and Chang.
If you can't wear a spandex jumpsuit, what can you do? This is
Back to the 80s.
The 80s Chang of the infamous Toscano and Chang here. And tonight, we are talking about something that is dear to all our hearts. And the question that Toscano and I are posing is, what did the 1980s mean to you? Whether it be fun, sad, adventurous, a time of change, or a time of reckoning. What did the 80s do for you? Now, Toscano, I know we've had dozens of comments when you put this out on our page. And the thing that I did notice that there were so many different answers and replies. Some people speak of it as a sad time. Some speak of it as a great time. Some people loved it just for the movies, the music, the ambiance, and the fashion. So before we get into some of our listeners, Toscano, let me ask you, what did the 1980s mean to you?
Oh, man, that question is deep for me because, you know, I started thinking about that today, and I knew the question was coming. I knew you were going to ask me that. There's lots of things that go through my mind of what that era meant to me. But I think if I were just to boil it down to one word, if that's possible, or at least a phrase, I would probably say freedom and no worries. Now, no worries in the sense, you know, everybody worries. Our parents worried, and if you were a young parent back then, you worried for different reasons. But I was a teen back then. So teens, especially back then, what worry did teens have? Not many. It was going out with your friends, hanging out outside every single day. Some people went skating with their friends. It was Saturday morning. You know, I'm talking about real early in the 80s, let's say 80 to 83 or 84, when you were in high school, a lot of us were eating waffles, you know, or Saturday morning cartoons. There was a lot of, but for me, I want to say it was freedom. And I didn't have a worry in the world at times. At least that's what it seemed like in certain times. But the freedom that you felt back then, I don't know, maybe it's one of those things that now looking at it in retrospect, we think we had that freedom. but there really wasn't as much. In a sense, you know what? I feel that nowadays everybody's suffocated by social, you know what I mean? By social media. Sometimes I literally feel suffocated by all the technology, by social media. Yeah, of course, it's brought convenience to our doorstep. It's brought a lot of ease, but it's also brought a lot of tension, a lot of worry, a lot of problems, things that we didn't have before. We didn't have to worry about that stuff. So I would say that. What about you?
Mm-hmm. Very good word. Now, before I tell you what the 80s meant to the Chang here, you spoke of freedom. And that's a great word to use, because back in the 80s, we all did feel a little bit more free. Things did seem a little bit more carefree because of our ages, of course. But you spoke about being a kid watching cartoons. You probably used to watch He-Man, correct?
Oh, yeah. He-Man and G.I. Joe. Those were my big cartoons.
Right. So I can imagine the freedom you speak of was like you felt just so free and great to wear your underwear and dress up like He-Man in the privacy of your own home and act out the cartoon. I mean, what other type of freedom is that for a young Toscano boy to crank on the television and watch He-Man
yeah.
as he gets into his tidy whiteies and his He-Man outfit?
Yeah.
And stands in front.
I don't know. All right,
couch.
All right. I don't think. See, I didn't wear my He-Man underwear. I didn't have that. I did have underoos, and I was Superman, like in 1980 or 81 or something like that. You got to remember, I was in high school in the 80s, of course, but I didn't go to high school until, like mid high school, like 87. So, my last year as a junior hire was 86.
Yeah. Now, when you were playing with toys, I was playing with girls.
But oh, that's my friend! Story. I've had my experiences since I was like 10. So,
so you were a dirty little boy. You knew the church. You were a bad boy.
I cannot tell a lie. But how about you, man?
I bet you there was a lot of spankings going on, but no one was spanking you, you dirty little boy.
I can tell you, don't tell nobody. I know the listeners, they can't hear us. No, the listeners can't hear us.
The cone of silence.
Now, of course, we're literally using the Maxwell Smart cone of silence. All right, so check this out. Nobody knows. I'm going to tell you this. You know, 80s fans, cover your ears or take your headphones off or whatever. Just don't listen to this. I've been playing.
Put your head in the fridge.
Yeah, there you go. I've been playing tongue twisters with chicks since I was 5 years old. Literally.
Wow.
That was my first tongue twister. I was 5 years old. Yeah.
Really? So, rubber baby bumpy. I can't even do it now. That's why I wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Back
let's
then,
just say that. Yeah. Now I've been playing tongue twisters with chicks since I was five. And then obviously, so I started very young.
That explains why you're so good on the microphone.
Yes.
And the harmonica.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body. Too much.
Oh, man.
And
nope.
Now, what about you, my friend?
Many of you, and of course you, my partner, know a lot of my background in the 80s, but I will have to say this. I'm going to say one word, and then I will explain why I said that word. And crime. Wow. What a shock.
Sorry.
You know what? Yes. If I was a criminal in the 80s, I would have stolen your TV so you wouldn't have gotten in your He-Man getup
and
been able to stand on the couch and claim the living room as your kingdom.
You didn't need to. I broke into my own home and I stole stuff, so it's okay.
What kind of a kid breaks into his own house and steals his own shit?
Anyway, we digress. What did the 80s mean to you, buddy?
The 1980s to me is family. And here is exactly why these ingredients are of the word family. It's kind of like family was a little soup, and here's the ingredients. Now, in the very early 80s, 1980, I entered high school, and I left high school. And I left in 83. Now, during that time, family had a lot of problems within my family, a lot of issues, but then also my friends, my neighbors, my homies, my buddies that I grew up with, I will always call them family. Because during that time in the 80s, when we were all in high school, a lot of us were going through the same thing: divorce, parents, alcoholism, older siblings who didn't really have enough time for us. So you know what I mean? And a lot of us didn't come from money. So we had the struggle of life. We grew up in the same neighborhood, the same environment, the same type of a family structure. So these guys became family. Later in the 80s, as you know, I had my first child in 1987. Then I met Mrs. Chang, and then she had her too. We became kind of like a Brady Bunch Latin style. I had one, she had two, then we had the baby. So to me, the 80s is always family. It reminds me of the bad times within my own bloodline. It reminds me of the good times that I shared with my dad and my sister and my brother-in-law going to Ram games, Dodger games. And then the later 80s is always a smile, because that was my time with my own family, with me and Mrs. Chang and our four kids. So the 80s to me is always going to make me smile more than it makes me cry. And that is family.
Did you come from a divorced home?
Yeah, my parents divorced when I was 15. My dad left home when I was about 15 years old, and that same year they divorced. And, my mom, my dad was gone from that time on. A couple of years, me and my dad didn't talk. You know, some crap got really heavy. So, the 80s, it was a crazy time. I was becoming a teenager. And soon to be a man, and all hell broke loose during the 80s. But I did have some very great times too, you know, like I mentioned, a lot of sporting events. My dad enriched me and my older sister with the Los Angeles Rams, of course, and the LA Dodgers. You know, I grew up going to Dodger, Laker, Ram games. So the 80s, even though my parents had divorced, I'd say probably the mid-80s, when my dad got his act together again, we started going back to the games. So that, you know what I mean? The 80s is always that kind of a family bond, the bad and the good, but it's all family, you know?
You know, my parents got divorced in 1984, so I was 12 years old.
Okay.
That is it may sound bad if I say it this way. I don't know how it's going to come across. You know, I grew up an only child, so I had that not going for me. First of all, I didn't have any brothers or sisters to lean on. Yeah, I had cousins right. that I hung out and we grew up together, but it's never going to be right. the same as having a brother or sister. And when my parents got a divorce, I actually had a better time being by myself.
Right.
I was,
right.
And by myself, I mean, with just my friends, hanging out with my friends. And I never had too many friends. I had a lot of acquaintances. We went out to parties and things like that. But this was after, when I started getting, you know, when I got into high school. But when mm-hmm. my parents got a divorce, mm-hmm. I had more fun. And part of that was, of course, you know, my parents used to argue so much that I was glad when it was over, and just too much drama going on. But so family for you. If you just joined us here at Back to the 80s Radio, we are talking about what the 80s meant to us and to you. What do the 80s mean to you? Not just what it meant to you, but what does it mean to you when you hear the 1980s? When we come back, we're going to be sharing your comments on our Facebook page. So don't go away, because there's a lot more from Back to the 80s Radio.
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
Yesterday's Concert is a concert review podcast with a twist. Join me, your host, Lance Ingram, as I recall the moments that defined the event and the things heard and seen along the way. Yesterday's concert features a mixture of memories and philosophical musings. Grab your earplugs as we take a trip into my jam journal. Check out Yesterday's Concert wherever you get your podcast or at yesterdaysconcert.com.
Back to the 80s right here at K-Hits 92.5, and you were banging right here with Toscano and Chang. That is Charlemagne. A great tune. Toscano, what did you think of that track?
You know, I've told you this before. I love ballads. And of this song, I don't want to lie. Hey, man, there's something wrong with lie. I've told you this many times. I love ballads. I love all kinds of music.
And that's no lie.
Unlike other people on the show that are just nothing but haters.
You know, I love me a good ballad, just like I enjoy stubbing my toe, banging my head, tripping and falling, having a hangover. Yeah, that's about how much I enjoy the ballad.
I want you guys to tune in. If you like the song, tune in, because March, in the second week of March, we're going to have Scott Oliver from Charlemagne.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Coming on the show with us and talking about 80s music and things like that. Now, this song, it wasn't released until 2009, but they are 80s songs. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, for whatever the reason, they had recorded them, but it wasn't released until 2009. So
I have a question I want to run by you. I was going to ask them if they got their hair done at Long Hair Rocks or Hair Pirates back into the 80s, because the Chang here went to both establishments. Yes, I did.
Really? Now, was this, did they use Aquanet Super Strength, the pink bottle?
Well, they probably did use that on other individuals, but the Chang was not into the Aquanet or the pretty hair. I didn't have the big hair. I just had the long hair, and I wanted to make sure that my hair was like me, my friend, long and strong. No split ends.
So for those of you who have never seen the Chang before, you can picture Chang's hair like Axl Rose back in the 1988 album Appetite for Destruction. That's how your hair was.
Well, it wasn't red. It more like Rapunzel. So whenever I read
No,
that
I mean
story.
The flat, the, you know, more like the flat. And then you used probably a lot of bandanas back then. Because deep down inside, I know, Chang, you wanted to look like Axl.
No, Axl wanted to look like me. And I think he caught my... I think I caught his eye when he threw that cigarette at my white chucks on Sunset Boulevard in 1987.
Still bitter? I want you to do something. I want you to talk straight into the microphone and tell Axel how sorry you are for wanting to kick his butt that day.
Now, I'll call him Ax because we're kind of friends.
Sure.
I want to tell you, I really enjoy all your music. I didn't care for your bad attitude during some of the concerts and your fits and your hizzy fits. I really didn't appreciate the time that you looked at me and threw a lit cigarette at my brand new white Chuck Taylors on Sunset Boulevard. I really don't like that you didn't even apologize, and that you're probably as tall as my hip back then.
Now, should you guys just call it a day and just let bygones be bygones?
So, Ax, I'm going to tell you what, Axel. I'm going to let it go now. After all these years, I'm not going to call you A-hole Rose anymore. I'm just going to call you, hey, there's that guy.
That's it? There's that guy?
There's my apology. That's my apology. That's all you're going
to
get out
of it. All right, if you just joined us here on Back to the 80s, we are talking about what the 80s meant and mean still to this day to us. There was a lot of people who commented, and I wanted to read some of their names and along with their answers. You know, I do want to give a special shout out before we do that to all the people from Ukraine. We all know what's going on. They must just be living in fear right now. And here at Back to the 80s, our main goal is to crack a smile in your face and in your heart. And if we could do that, we've accomplished our goal. You know, a big shout out to you guys. Now, Kimberly Bronk Pelletier said, they were unforgettable memories where kids could be kids. Kids today, unfortunately, are expected to be older than they are in school and life. They don't play outside or play with toys. And she says that when her daughter turned 10, she wanted to get rid of her toys. When she asked her why, she said, nobody plays with toys in my grade. Growing up in the 80s, she says, I didn't have to worry about any of that. I was playing games with toys well into her teens. She said, my parents weren't afraid to turn the TV on at 10 in the morning, having wildly inappropriate programming on TV. There is no family TV to watch anymore. She says she remembers watching TV together as a family, and those are some of the best memories of her life. It's such a different world we live in now. Kimberly, big shout out to you. And you're absolutely right. And there goes that word that you mentioned, family. How important we had it back then with family.
We're missing that essence nowadays to a certain degree. Some households still hold on to it. But in a sense, I'd say maybe 40% of society has lost that.
Shauna Reed says, my childhood, going skating with friends Saturday mornings at Grandma's Waffles, watching the Smurfs and her favorite Walkman. Tom Patrick Ryan said, being in college and working at college radio station, constantly surrounded by 80s music. Way to go, Tom.
Way to go, my brother.
James Sorrentino said, one of the greatest decades to grow up in, from music to clothes. And let's not forget about the hair, Chang.
No, let's not forget about the hair. The '80s is, when you think of the '80s, you think of the fashion, you think of the hair, and you think of the music, and all of that can be transpired onto TV. Look how many TV shows grabbed that beat and ran with it. Yep. TV was everywhere.
You know, I really liked a lot of the hairstyles that the girls had back then, when they kept it within reason, because then you got some that the hair was so big because their hair's longer, right? So that long hair, they can poof it up as big as they want. So, but within reason, a lot of that was nice, you know, feathered. And I do notice that they used to take care of themselves so much.
TV started all those hairstyles, my brother.
You got that right. Michael James Wyatt Reynolds says, the best Halloweens, best Christmases, best music, best movies, the greatest decade of the 20th century. Christina Creation says, bright colors, big hair, great music, innocence, and youth.
Mm.
And we got tons of those.
Keyword right there.
But I want to...
Keyword, youth.
Yep, yep. Now, I want to jump over to one of them in particular, and that's Rob Kuchenauer. We gave him a special shout-out in the beginning of the show. He said, it's when technology and personal entertainment were high-tech enough for us to enjoy, but not so far along that it just became a device. He says, I mean, Sony Walkmans, Swatch Watches, Ataris, arcade games, and even home TVs and stereos worked just fine and still had personality, even in their bulkiness and low-tech buttons or dials. Those all gave them a look and feel that we can remember as a part of our Friday night of inserting cassette tapes, holding the speaker to our home phone so our friends, remember this, holding the home phone next to the speaker so our friends could hear a song that we'd, you know, we would lay on the floor sometimes.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I would do that. Or sometimes I would just take the ghetto blaster and take it to my friend's house and play my mixtapes or what have you. And putting the ghetto blaster on the front porch and just blasting your tunes for the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, I'll never forget, I had a Lasonic ghetto blaster back then. That was a pretty cool thing to have. He continues on. He says 80s tech had personality, and thanks to their low techness, and we miss unfolding the cassettes and CD inserts or record insert and the band pictures and lyrics. Mm-hmm. He says, give me those buttons and dials and my cassettes any day.
And a number two pencil.
And a number two pencil for when that cassette got stuck. That's right.
That's right, brother.
But isn't that
amazing?
How could
you forget that? Yeah.
Some of the smallest things that we used to take for granted every day are those things that, even though we are filled with technology today, that we have touch screens, now we just swipe to hear something else or to see another page. I want to say the minority. I'm in the minority that still likes the old analog stuff, not because it was better, but because of the sentimental value that it holds in my heart.
Well, you could say, some people would say the same thing about albums. Some people would probably say the same thing about DVD players. But even before, you know what I mean? People would feel that way about 8-tracks. I think whatever people got their kicks on is always going to hold true and special in their heart as many years that pass them. Because it's always going to be something that's going to take everybody back to memory lane, whether it's a song, a device, a television show, heck, maybe even the make of a television. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a type of clothing may take you back. A certain song, an actor, an actress. There's so many things that we can hold so dear to our heart to take them back, take us all the way back. Like I mentioned, the Ghetto Blaster. You know, back in the 80s, the Ghetto Blaster, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, sometimes you would see two dudes carrying a Ghetto Blaster so they can go ahead and break dance, or, you know, go to a backyard party and crank on some metal. I mean, the Ghetto Blaster was a very big part of we and the youth and our music lives.
People going and riding their bikes on the beach, carrying a Ghetto Blaster, or sometimes hanging that Ghetto Blaster on the handlebar of the bike.
You roll down to the park. You know what I mean? You're going to go hang out with your friends. Somebody's always taking a Ghetto Blaster. Just the way it was. I remember going down to Montebello Park and hanging out, and there'd be like maybe 15 different Ghetto Blasters there with 15 different crowds. You know what I'm saying? People were cranking their tunes and everybody was kind of getting along. The Ghetto Blaster, that was almost like today's cell phone in a certain essence. Man, I can't go to a gathering without my tunes. Grab the radio.
Chris Kurtz says, the first 8 years of my life and the very best movies, video games, music of that era, the video stores, the arcades, the pizzerias. Do you remember the pizzerias? Now, is it me, or weren't pizzerias much better back then? We had Godfather's Pizza. I remember Sergeant Pepperoni's Pizza. We had Round Table Pizza. Now, some of these we still have today, but
like Shakey's
Pizza. But the taste was just phenomenal, where almost every pizzeria just tasted great. It had their own individual tastes.
Now, what I recall about some of the pizzerias were they were family restaurants. And that is so much missed nowadays. And like I say, I'm very fortunate because I was a young kid in the 80s and also a young father. So my girls got to get a touch and a taste of what we hold so dear in our heart, being from the 80s. I'm very fortunate and blessed to say that my children still got some of that nostalgic type lifestyle of the 80s. And the pizzerias, like I just stated, were epic at the time, where you could take your whole family to eat. You can go with your buddies or your bowling team or your softball team or watch Monday Night Football and go eat. And, you know, they had the bunch of lunches. You could take your family to a pizza place at night and have pizza, wings, whatever you want. There was TVs. Remember the video games in there? It was a fun place for the family to eat, and everybody loves pizza. But I also,
and everybody ordered pitchers. Remember pitchers of Coke or pitchers of beer for the adults back then?
And you had Mojo potatoes. Now, I recall going to a lot of the old mom and pop pizzerias when I was growing up in Montebello. And we used to go to this one called Vito's Pizza. Now, these cats were straight out of New York. So their pizza was straight out of New York. So, but I kind of recall seeing more pizza establishments like that from mom and pop vendors and businesses, as opposed to what we see out here now. I don't see too many. There are some out there, but I don't think they're as frequent as in each community as they used to be.
Let me throw you way back. Do you remember that when we wanted to order a pizza, because we didn't have the internet?
Right. You had to order on your phone.
And you wanted to try, you ordered through your phone, but let's say you wanted to try something else that wasn't your Domino's, wasn't your Pizza Hut or something like that. What did we do? We got the Yellow Pages. And remember when we got to the P's and in the Yellow Pages, there were just countless pizzerias. And I can still today, I can smell. I have the scent, and I can picture the scent in my mind of those Yellow Pages. Do you remember? They had this funky smell, but it was exciting when you picked out your pizza place. I remember we were in Downey, and there was always a new pizzeria there, And I remember Pizza Man. Remember Pizza Man? That was like a chain of pizzerias.
I was just going to ask you that right now. That is very funny. That is funny that you bring that up. I was just going to ask you. We used to get our pizza a lot from Pizza Man. Remember, it would just the picture of the guy, the side of his head. No eyes. Just it's the Pizza Man. Yeah.
And it was fantastic tasting pizza.
And they were big.
Humongous. Now, what happened with pizza? What happened with pizza? Everything became tiny and expensive. Mm-hmm. And before, it was humongous and not expensive.
You could say the same about Taco Bell. Back in the 80s, Taco Bell, when you ordered one of those Caucasian-style Mexican entrees.
the burrito supreme. And remember, Taco Bell had one of my favorite dishes called the enchirito.
Oh, yes.
It was basically a burrito that was dipped in the sauce and made like an enchilada. Yeah.
And now, some Mexican establishments call them the wet burrito. And that's
right.
But you remember how big the burrito supreme
was huge.
And now you could eat that thing in two bites. It's like,
it literally is the size of a taco.
Yes, exactly. It's no bigger than those frozen burritos that they sell at the supermarkets.
And I got to tell you why I'm really pissed off at one particular Mexican food chain that nobody in the country or around the world is going to know unless you lived in Los Angeles. Okay.
Oh, really?
And that is King Taco. And I'll tell you why I'm pissed with them, because yes, they're still good, but I went to a King Taco in Pasadena, because I was visiting there and I had never gone to them. And when I got my burrito, it was the size of my palm.
Whoa.
Now, granted, I have big hands, but they're not that big. Okay,
that's what she said.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. When a burrito, you had a burrito that you could eat with two hands before, and now you get one that's really skinny and just the size of a Taco Bell burrito supreme. I was really, really pissed off that day. Plus, they're expensive.
But then again, you were in Pasadena, California. Hey.
Exactly.
You weren't in East Los Angeles.
No.
¿Qué pasó, amigo? What can I get you today?
No, I was in you the heart of the Back to the Future land.
Yes. You were like, hi, welcome to King Taco. My name's Craig. What can I get you? You see the difference?
That's exactly. Yep, you got that right. All right. We continue because Susan Freeman said, wow, what didn't it mean to me? The music, the clothes, the makeup, you name it, that decade will live on forever. Kate Farr said, a time when pop culture was willing to be upbeat and colorful. Grunge later on and emo destroyed it, and it's never really bounced back. And I think she's got a point.
You know what? To a certain degree, I wouldn't say that grunge
destroyed it.
I would say pretty metal, glam metal.
Oh, come
pop
on.
Music.
Grunge destroyed it. Once the 90s came, it was over.
Listen to me, bro.
It was over. Nirvana killed it.
No, well, come on, Rich Hater. Don't be a hater of the grunge.
Oh, it killed it. It killed it.
Grunge music is hard 70s, early 80s rock and roll with everybody wearing a flannel shirt like the dude from Brawny Paper Towels. That's the only difference between grunge coming out of
and
Seattle.
Emo destroyed it.
No, emo.
No, it
the only thing that
emo too.
You know what was emo? That pretty metal like Poison and Winger.
Oh,
and
no,
Motley
it wasn't.
Crue. That's,
no,
you that's got, what killed
you. Gotta
the
go
hard
check
rock
out the meaning
vibe,
of emo.
Boys and girls.
No, it did
oh,
not.
Oh, please. Faster.
No,
faster,
I will.
Pussycat, faster. What?
Oh, come my gosh.
On.
Yeah, don't get us started with that. Don't get us started.
What?
However, I am not a hater. I'm not a hater of the pretty metal either, because I do love all music. I am an enjoyer of all music rather than a dick hater.
I bet you love Where You Go Wild. You love Sebastian Bach. I bet you, Toscano, probably want a naked autograph Sebastian Bach before the alcohol.
No, you are probably thinking of the man boy. You're thinking of the man boy. I'm not
has a life-size poster of Miles Kennedy
yes,
on the ceiling of his bedroom.
Yeah, big shout out to you, man. Disturbing. Boy, you know who you are.
We know who you are. We know it. Now, back to the topic.
All right. So,
please, at hand.
Dominic Salazar said, look.
Orale, Dominic. Orale.
No Facebook. Didn't need it back then. Things were more up close. If you like someone, you just confront them and say it plain and simple. And the music, I could start a long story in regards to the music. It was the best era.
Now, the 80s, I think, is the last era where you could write love notes to each other when people were doing that.
Yes.
Now, everybody just, you could text somebody something. You could send dick pics nowadays. You couldn't do that back in the 80s.
We hear do not promote or condone sending of any kind of those pics.
Well, you know, it's Dick Nixon, Dick Sargent, Dick Butkus.
Richard Pics. You know, Richard Pics.
Richard Belzer. I mean, you name it. There's so many, you know, Richard Blade. You know, come on, bro.
This is back to the 80s radio. When we come back, there's more. What do the 80s mean to you? Don't go away.
Now, if it's totally tubular, rad, or awesome, it's on Back to the 80s.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me, or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
Welcome back to the 80s. This is Toscano and Chang. Chang here. We are talking about the topic of what did the 1980s mean to you? Good, bad, or in the middle? Me and Toscano have already dove into what the 80s meant to us. Toscano
stated...
The anal. The 80s, man. It was like an anal dark time for me, bro. I was just out of jail, and I was only 4.
You know what the number one thing that everybody agreed on, and I didn't have one single person say, something negative about the 80s. Everything was positive. But the number one, I would say the factor that unites us all.
The music.
Yeah, it's music. Everybody loves 80s music.
Right. Whether you believe, like me, video killed the radio. Or you believe, like Toscano, where videos were better than listening to somebody on the radio and listening to a commercial.
No, I never said that. No way. No, no, no. I never said that.
Yes, I just did. No. You like the way
yes,
I did that?
Yes, you did. No, I don't.
I planted the seed of your mind.
No, I would never say that because that'd be a blatant lie. No,
it would
but
be.
I did love watching videos on MTV. Of course I did. I don't think there are too many people, except for Dick Hader and his friends, that didn't like watching MTV. Now, look, did it end up killing the radio star at the end? Well, I can tell you that it probably did. Absolutely. Because it was
and
the radio and you know what? And the radio business as well. It also killed the radio business as well. So
did bands not care more about what they look like on screen than
you
as
gotta,
opposed
you gotta
to what
remember,
they were putting out in
you
the
gotta
studio?
Remember, a lot of that wasn't even the bands. It was the stinking labels and the corporates.
The label
yeah, the corporate
right
executives
there, yeah.
that
right, the record
thought,
companies.
Oh, they know more than the actual fans and what they want. And they came along and ruined everything for everybody. Then music changed for the worse. But yeah, so the number one thing that we all have in common is we all loved the music. And
whether it came out of a device, an 8-track, a cassette, an album, a ghetto
a
blaster, whether it came out of the radio or a Walkman, the whole essence of the 80s is that vibe of music.
Right. Right.
And it has died. Yeah, I truly agree with you on that one. It has died. As a matter of fact, look at the shape terrestrial radio is in Los Angeles specifically.
It's a disgrace, man. It's a disgrace.
You know, but then that's why you beautiful listeners out there get such a great show, just like here at Back to the 80s. by a couple of goons right here that are from the past life, famous radio jocks.
Where else are you going to hear the content that you hear here? And where else are you going to feel more nostalgia than here, Back to the 80s Radio? There's nowhere. Right. Nowhere, because nobody is going to say what we say and the way we say it. That's right. I'm tooting my own horn. That's right. I do. If you have a special topic that you'd like to, well, share with us here, Back to the 80s, and you would like for us to discuss that on the show, go ahead and send us a note at our Facebook page through an instant message or a direct message, and we'd love to talk about the topic that you'd like here on the show. I also want to let you guys know that we do have a Patreon page that we'd like to encourage you to go over. We want to make you part of the show, and there's also some levels there that, depending on the amount that you're able to give,
every little bit helps.
You know, you get something in return, obviously, for that. We are going to be making, as we mentioned last week, we're going to be making just some slight changes to the show. Nothing really big, so don't worry. The cheesy sketches are going to always remain in the beginning of the show, but I do want to let you know that there are some small changes because we do want to give something back to the community, and we do want to be interviewing people that can help us 80s fans at least maybe once a month, and we're going to be doing something special with a guest as well. We are also going to be planning some special stuff with you in person once we get all this COVID madness and mask mandates out of here. If no World War III gets started, of course, Chang. There's some stuff that we want to do live, and we're going to be able to do some live stuff at the Totally 80s Bar and Grill in the city of Fullerton, and some other places we're going to be going live with. And hopefully, Chang, by then, you're going to be here in L.A. County.
As soon as I know these dates, I will do exactly what I have to do, and I will have to get down there. Because there's nothing better than going to an event like that and meeting the people that listen to us and putting a smile on your face, not only from afar, but right there as we meet. Because that's right. That's our motto right here with Back to the 80s. We want to make you feel better than you did when you cranked us on. We want to make you feel better than you did maybe during this week or something happened at work. Maybe you're at home and you're a little stressed out with your husband, your spouse, your kids. You know, we want to be those voices that you turn on, and we're going to turn you on to a smile, because that's what makes the world go around, a smile. You can't be progressive and positive if you ain't smiling, my brother. So everybody out there, you know, we hear our motto at Toscano and Chang, Back to the 80s. We want to give back to all of you for giving to us your ears. We want to make you smile. You know, hey, right now in life, this is a very trying time. We don't know what the heck's going to happen. We have a bunch of psychopaths running countries, and we don't know if we're about to embark on World War III. You know, maybe it won't be that bad if we all can pray and put our hands together and come up with a better way of life to where it's not going to blow up that way. Hopefully, whoever is in charge of our country does what they have to do to not have that happen. And when you're out there just in every day, whether it be a global downer or maybe you had a bad day at work, maybe you had an argument with your spouse, family member, maybe the kids aren't listening, maybe you had a bad day in traffic, we want you to tune on to us and just smile, because everybody needs to smile. If me and Toscano can make you smile every time you crank us on, that's going to help you get through your day to take on whatever. And remember, whatever you're going through is just a trial. You know, whether you win it or you lose it, you went through that trial. The number one thing you come out of it with is wisdom. So remember, Toscano and Chang, Back to the 80s, we want to make you smile, and we want to get you through life so you leave this place a lot wiser than you did when you got here. You know what I'm saying, Toscano?
You know what time it is right now, Chang? It is time to let the world know what made us angry back in the 80s. But in honor of the most wondrous Chang, we now call them Changries. So, Chang, what made you Changry back in the 1980s.
You know what got me changry back in the 1980s?
What's that?
Scary videos.
Well, you know what got me changry back in the 1980s? What's going that? To your favorite burger place and finding out it was out of business.
You know what got me changry back in the 1980s? Pioneer Chicken.
Oh, I love Pioneer Chicken. You know what got me changry back in the 80s? No refills on your Coke.
I think for every free refill, you had to come back with a flannel shirt and say that grunge music kicked ass. I think that's when that started.
In 1988, Taco Bell launched the all-you-can-drink. That's right, 1988. So it is an 80s thing. Free refills, 1988, launched by Taco Bell. Thank you, Taco Bell.
Thank you. You know what got me changry back in the 1980s?
What's that?
Whenever the Lakers lost.
Ugh.
You know what got me changry back in the 1980s? Glam rock.
Oh, please. There he is.
You know what got me changry back in the 1980s?
What's that?
People that wore members-only jackets.
That'd be my dad and then me because he used to buy them for me. I'm going to buy you a members-only jacket.
I'll send it right back to hell.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, has been this week's Changries. If you have something that made you angry back in the 1980s and you want to share it with us, let us know through our Facebook page and we'll share it here on the next Back to the 80s Radio.
Hey, this is Laurie Miller from the first and original Exposé, and you're listening to Back to the 80s Radio.
If you can't wear a spandex jumpsuit, what can you do? This is
Back to the 80s.
Oh.
What do you think of that? People that wore members-only jackets got me jangry. Take off that repulsive jacket. It's neither a windbreaker or a fashion statement. Members you know, only.
What you know they
a,
can't.
That, is it a that, gay club?
You know they still sell them brand new, right? And they're making a comeback. Oh, yeah, they're making a comeback.
No.
And they got new colors. No. Yes, they got new colors. I want to buy you one.
No.
You know what? I'm saying it here on the show. I am going to buy you a members only jacket. What color do you want?
Ram blue.
You're getting pink, fuchsia, or yellow. Okay.
And you'll see my wife sporting it. Here, look at what Mario got you.
No, you
got
to wear it so I can post it.
Oh man!
So I can post it on our page.
Oh, you know what? If somebody sent me that, I would wear it, and I would say, and all kinds of pictures of me in it. Dragging it with my truck.
Okay. All right. Doing a stress test, putting it between two vice.
I would.
And cutting it in half. Jeez. Don't be a hater.
Tug of war in it.
They were comfortable jackets. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for joining us this week. It's been great to have you with us here. And you know what? And now that we're coming into some trying times, as Chang said, please. All around the world, let's give our prayers and blessings to the people from the Ukraine and for soldiers on both sides, because a lot of people are going to lose and have started already to lose their lives. Prayers this week for those who are in battle on both sides, but in particular, of course, to the people, the innocent people from the Ukraine. So on behalf of Toscano and Chang, on behalf of myself, and here back to the 80s, I just want to say God bless you guys, and we'll see you next week.
This is the Chang. Before I release you to another Changtastic weekend, I want you to all remember, don't let everything weigh you down. Like I stated earlier, my partner stated our hearts and our prayers out to everybody in Ukraine. Anybody here living here in the States from Ukraine, our hearts and our prayers with you. And remember everybody out there. Just because we have one individual that's a madman does not mean that we all need to react in a madman form. We are all one race, the human race. Let's remember that at all times. Stand up for something that is bigger than you. Stand up for somebody that can't stand up for themselves. Stand up for each other, because remember, the only way through and two, prosperity is through unity. So go out there and be the best that you can be, and always wear a smile. Tomorrow is not promised, so kick ass and appreciate today. I bid you all an hasta la vista, hasta mañana, hasta luego, arrivederci, adios to all my pals and kits and kitties back in the old Bayside. Later, bros, and to all my homies back in the barrios, órale. Take me back to the glory.